GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. When we talked yesterday with listeners about what should be the priorities of state lawmakers, we got a lot of response. And among those sending us messages, George, former state representative Heather Shiraki, the Republican of Scarborough, she said she'd dial in because she had some numbers she wanted to share. And I've also made her, George, promise to try to explain this to us like we're kindergartners, because it's early and we've only had one cup of tea and one cup of coffee.
Yeah, you better dumb it down a little bit. I'm looking at the list. I'm already lost.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for offering to have me on the program to talk a little bit wonky numbers, but I will try to keep this very simple. And it's really not that hard, and I really think that your listeners and everyone, even at this early hour, will be able to grasp these numbers.
Now, let us set a stage here just for a moment. When you were serving in Maine's legislature, you were on, as we understand, the all-powerful appropriation, well, we say that jokingly, the all-powerful appropriations committee. So your eyes were on the numbers in our state through a very critical time.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I was called an appropriator, and the appropriations committee makes the final decision on how much money is spent and where it is spent. And so we were able to listen to and hear from all of the state agencies, from all sorts of nonprofits and various groups and entities that would like money. And under Governor LePage is when I served for 8 years. His term was my term, basically. And he was able to keep the overall state spending, including all sources of money, including federal and gambling casino money, any money that would come into the state, was spent at about $8 billion a year. If you look at the actual expenditures, it's different than the budget. The budget gives him permission, gives the governor permission to spend a certain amount of money, but Governor LePage would say, I can't spend all the money you approve for me. You're giving me too much. And so when Governor LePage left office, he had increased spending by about $500 million overall, and that's over the course of his full 8 years. And when in just 4 years, Governor Mills had ramped it up to over $12 million. So that's a 50% increase. That's a huge, huge amount of money. And I think we get lost in how big is $1 billion. To go from $8 billion to $12 billion, a $4 billion increase, is enormous. If you were to spend money at the rate of $1 every second, how long does it take to spend $1 million? And when I was a little girl, I thought $1 million was a lot of money, a real lot of money. And that takes 11 and a half days to fly through $1 million at the rate of a dollar a second. If you were to spend at that rate, how long does it take to spend $1 billion? It takes 32 years. 32 years. That's the difference in time and the difference in magnitude between $1 million and $1 billion. So to say that we're spending an extra $4 billion a year is a lot of money. This is a really big deal. And voters should be upset. They should be angry about this. And when you also look at this other bit of information, where if you combine property tax, sales tax, income tax, all together, per capita, on average, when Governor LePage left office, it was about a $5,500 a year burden for the average Mainer. And these are just averages. It's now over $7,000. That's a 30% increase. Have people had a 30% increase in their fixed income checks coming into their homes to pay for their bills? I don't think so. All of this really is a tremendous burden on Maine people. And if you think of a wagon, and in the wagon you have nursing homes, you have teachers, you have state workers, you have Maine Humanities Council, Maine Arts Commission, you have all these different entities that are looking for money. This is why it's so important to know who you have serving as your representative. And I would encourage the listeners out here to make sure that they know who their state representative is. You should have them on speed dial. They live in your community. They should be listening to you. You need to be speaking up and asking questions and being engaged with them. They're supposed to be working on your behalf. We have a lot of lobbyists in Augusta that are there for different groups. Who's there for the taxpayer? It's your state representative. Your state senator also, but they have a bigger district. Your state representative is your local voice in Augusta. Please know who they are. Be in direct communication with them frequently. Let them know that you're hurting, that you are having trouble paying your bills. These people are voting and approving these budgets, and I'm including Republicans here. They're so worried about a state shutdown. Well, maybe you ought to shut it down for a couple of weeks and go back to the drawing board.
Former State Representative Heather Shiraki, the Republican of Scarborough, our guest here as we look back at some numbers over previous gubernatorial administrations in our state.
Some costs go up, whether you police, education, you have very little control over them. You have to go with certain things that have been negotiated.
Oh, that's absolutely true. But to say that you're going to go from $8 billion a year to $12 billion, and that was at 2022 numbers. I don't have the current numbers. Those are the only numbers I have available to me online. So it's even more than that now. And now they're saying they have a $1 billion shortfall. Excuse me, but why did they triple the amount of money going to the Maine Humanities Council recently? I mean, I'm sorry, but the Maine Humanities Council is a board I served on. They are flush with cash. They have a lot of money. They do not need to have a tripling of that line item. There are so many things like that. You can go through the budget line by line, and yeah, it's $100,000 here, $50,000 here, but those add up, and obviously they've added up to this enormous amount of money. You know, we have this analogy again with the wagon, of people in the wagon. Who's pulling the wagon? I can tell you the people that are really strong pulling the wagon are going to their accountants and saying, Maine is too expensive, I'm moving. Well, that's great for wealthy people that have the wherewithal to be able to do that. There are a lot of poor Mainers who can't move. They have businesses here, they're tied here, they have families here, they don't want to move. But we are really incentivizing people to leave the state of Maine. And this is not good governance.
One thing, I'm trying to red team, blue team this, and I can think that someone might say, well, we had to finally meet our required 55% state aid to local education, Heather. And maybe that contributed to how much money we're spending. I don't know what the price tag was on that, and I don't know what the price tag is going to be moving forward as we face, according to the Revenue Commission, a $1 billion shortfall. But where does 55% state aid to local education and the way Maine finally met its commitment, perhaps with the help of some pandemic dollars that came into another fund?
Okay, I understand that does have a price tag to it, but if you look at property taxes, they should have gone down. With that was sort of the big thing. Well, we're going to pay a bigger chunk of the funding for schools, but as you know, the other portion comes from your local property tax dollars. They went up 30%. They didn't go down. So if that's supposed to help us so much, on one hand, you know, the money has to come from somewhere to pay for the schools, and really what it is, it's a mix. And so a little bit more here comes from the state, a little bit less would come from local, one would think. But instead, it's kind of like going shopping with my mother. No, I've got the grocery cart, or I'm at Macy's, and I'm going to go buy some things. And my mother says, hey, you have to pay 45% of this bill, and I'm going to pay the rest. Then you might be a little more careful than if she says, I'm paying 55% of the bill. You might throw a couple more things in there. I think that it's a moving target. It's the 55% is 55% of what? There's just more and more. And there's more burden on our schools, too. And we have so many children coming in who don't speak English. We have an enormous explosion with that bill alone.
You know, I had a friend who was in the legislature, and we talked about your committee when you were in appropriations. We don't understand the Appropriations Committee very well in this state. He used to say to me, when the Appropriations Committee meets, you're not safe, your wife's not safe, in fact, a family dog is not safe. And he'd say it with a smile. The truth of the matter is, why are we putting in 5,000 bills every year?
Well, you know, we should be working on, the budget should be the primary bill, and these other bills, well, you know, they should be secondary, in my opinion. The budget really should be taking a lot more eyes on it and a lot more input from regular folks. And I think they would disapprove of some of the approvals that are done. And it is, it's a shame because this is now committing the state to this. People come to expect that we're still going to have this. If we were to roll things back, people get very upset. Mm-hmm. And the federal money has gone away, is going away. And that's the biggest chunk here that, you know, Governor Mills and the legislators went to town spending. And now people are accustomed to having, you know, their line item tripled, like Maine Humanities Council. Whoa. I mean, I couldn't believe when I saw that one. There's just probably many, many, many others in that same category that could be scaled back. But boy, when you put the cream in the coffee, it's hard to get it out.
A listener writes to us that they never thought about the state met its commitment to local education, but my property taxes didn't go down. They've gone up. We're talking with State Representative Heather Shiraki, former state representative, Republican of Scarborough. If we put you back on the Appropriations Committee, not that I think you'd want to go back on the Appropriations Committee with what's ahead, knowing that before I ask that, let me ask this. Someone asked me this over the weekend. The Revenue Forecasting Commission predicting, anticipating a $1 billion shortfall, north of a billion, with both the general fund and the highway fund. How accurate has the commission been, just to your recollection, Heather?
Oh, I think they've been quite accurate.
Okay.
They sometimes I think they underestimate, in my experience.
Okay, that right there alone is scary. But knowing that we're going to be $1 billion in debt,
mm-hmm.
would you want to be on the committee mm-hmm. that's got to sit in there with a calculator and try to be a forensic accountant and try to figure out how we're going to dig ourselves out of this hole?
If I could wave my wand, I absolutely would. It's just, it's enormously time consuming, as you might imagine it. I'm mm-hmm. retired now. But it would be, I would love to do that job.
I don't know anyone else that would.
Well, I wish that even people sitting on the committee would really dig in line by line. It is very time consuming. I was oftentimes there at 7 a.m. and would leave at, I don't know, 8 p.m. It's a long day. And even then you feel like you're scratching the surface. It is enormously complicated. And there's a huge learning curve when you first get on that committee. It's really important that the people that are on that committee really roll up their sleeves and remember the people of the state of Maine. And I can't urge the listeners strongly enough. You need to know who is representing you. You need to have their contact information. You need to be reaching out to them, speaking to them, and letting them know. Because I think voters oftentimes are just too quiet. And the only time people reach out is when they're running for re-election. This is a year-round thing. This is something that they should be communicating on a regular basis. Hey, my property tax bill just went up. How come it went up so much when the state's now paying for 55% of education funding? Why is this happening?
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.